Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
What do you think of it, Eddie?
Boy, isn't it a dream boat?
Say, how much are you asking for it?
$220. $220? Boy, if the cops hear about this, they'll throw you in jail for highway robbery.
Now, look, that's my price. If you're interested, okay. If not, forget it.
Hey, what did you go and say that for? You're going to kill the deal.
You got to know how to handle these guys. Look, offer him $150.
You'll grab it.
Go ahead.
Frank?
You wouldn't think about taking $150, would you?
Well, hold it.
I was just kidding.
Take it easy, bud.
Tell you what my friend is going to do.
Look, Eddie, just keep out of it, will you?
Look, Frank, I think I can go for around $220, but could I give you a $5 deposit to hold it?
Yeah, I guess so. You got my phone number?
Yeah, I'll call you.
Well, what seems to be the problem, anyway?
Well, I've got to get my father's permission to buy it.
Well, I feel for you, kid. I know what I went through to get my father's permission.
Hi, Beav.
What are you doing?
I'm just making a list.
What kind of a list?
The pros and cons of buying a car.
What are they?
Well, you know, the for and against.
What do you have so far?
Well, number one, I have $180 saved up so I can pay for the car myself. Number two, I could take Beaver to school and save the bus fare. Number three, I could take the other kids to school and charge them. Number four.
Wally, what do you have in the other column?
Well, that's one of the problems. See, I haven't been able to think of a single reason why I shouldn't have a car.
Just wait till you talk to Dad. He'll think of a million reasons.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big list. I don't think Dad will turn you down.
You don't think so?
No. With all those reasons, you could talk me into letting you have a car real easy.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Sam Benedict. What's the verdict?
What do you mean?
Is the warden going to let you have wheels?
Huh?
Is your father going to let him buy the car? If you need a translation, why don't you go to the U.N.?
I haven't even told my father yet.
Chicken out, huh?
No, it's just that I haven't figured out a way to break it to him yet.
What do you mean, break it to him? If it's my pop, I'd just buy the car and put it in the garage. Then when he got home from work, it'd be there.
That's the way you do it. How come you don't have a car of your own, Eddie?
Well, I would have, but I'm saving up to buy a Ferrari.
I thought I might bring it up to Dad at dinner time.
Yeah, that's always a good time to sneak up on him.
Yeah. The only thing is, I don't exactly know how to bring it up to him.
Easy. Just wait till the conversation gets around to cars.
But what if the conversation doesn't get around to cars?
Look, Squirt, don't you know you can slide into any subject from any other subject?
How can you do that?
I'll show you. Name a subject, any subject.
Geometry.
Geometry. Well, cut it out, wise guy. That's too hard. Anyway, nobody's going to talk about geometry at dinner.
Well, sure, Beef. Why would anybody bring up geometry?
Something on your mind, Wally?
Who, me? Oh, gee, no, I was just thinking about my homework, I guess.
Well, that's fine. I hope to see an improvement in those grades this month, especially geometry.
Geometry?
There goes the ball game.
What'd you say, Beaver?
Oh, nothing, Mom.
Dad, do they use geometry in making automobiles?
Well, Beaver, I guess they use geometry in every kind of engineering.
There you are, Wally. Go ahead. Go ahead with what?
Oh, nothing. Well, the thing is, Dad, I put a deposit down on a car today.
You did what?
Wally, you're not really thinking of buying a car.
Well, sure. I've got my own license now, and I can't be borrowing your car all the time. I figured if I had my own car, it would save us a whole lot of money.
How would it save us money?
Well, I could take Beaver to school. I would save the school bus fare.
Well, maybe so, Wally, but I hardly think it'd save enough to pay for running a car.
And I could take Beaver's friends to school and charge them.
And, Dad, I just thought of something. Sometime your car might break down on a Sunday.
Well, Beaver, I'll admit the possibility, but why is it so horrifying?
Well, gee, Dad, don't you see? Then we couldn't get to church. You wouldn't want us to miss church, would you?
Now, son, don't you think it's a little unfair to bring up the religious issue in this campaign?
Wally, I can think of all kinds of reasons why you shouldn't have a car.
Well, gee, Mom, Dad's supposed to do that.
Well, son, this is a question I'm not exactly unprepared for. And it's a very serious one. But if you save the money, and if your schoolwork doesn't suffer, I guess you can spend the money on a car if you like.
Oh, gee, Dad, that'd be great.
Boy, Wally, I never thought you'd get from geometry to Dad saying yes in such a hurry.
Well, now, just a minute. Not so fast here. First of all, I want to see this car you intend to buy.
Oh, well, gee, Dad, it's a real neat car. Even Lumpy checked it out. It's a bomb.
Good heavens, what's a bomb?
It's just an expression for a great car.
Well, regardless of Lumpy's diagnosis, I still want to see the car. And secondly, do you have any idea how much insurance is going to cost?
In insurance? Well, I kind of forgot about that.
Well, you could call Ted Henderson, my insurance man, tonight and find out about it if you like.
Yeah, okay, I'll call him tonight. Could we be excused now?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, Wally, on that list of yours, you should have less pros and a couple more cons. What I know while he's growing up, I just don't like the idea of him having a car.
Well, dear, he has a license, and he's old enough. Can't expect time to stand still.
No, I just don't like the idea of it rushing past me in a $180 bomb.
Comprehensive? Yes, sir. Fire and theft. Liability. That's both personal injury and property damage. Well, whichever one's the cheapest. You gotta have both, huh? Collision? Oh, you don't have to have that? Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Henderson. I'll call you back when I decide on a car.
What's wrong, Wally?
Insurance. You know, it's going to cost me almost as much as the car just for 1 year.
Gosh, Wally, it looks like you won't be able to buy a car until you're an old man.
What do you mean?
Well, it took you 17 years to save up $180 for the car. By the time you save up the money for the insurance, you'll be 33.
Hey, Wally, I just thought of another reason why you should have a car.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway, B, but I've already got enough reasons. What I'm short of now is money.
Oh, hi, Wally.
Hi, Dad.
I just wanted to find out if you'd called the insurance man.
Yeah, I called him, all right.
And?
And I hope I don't have any trouble getting my $5 deposit back.
Oh. You, found that insurance was quite expensive, huh?
Yeah, Dad. With buying the car and paying for the insurance and license plates, well, I'd still be losing money if you just kept the car in the garage.
Well, Wally, I know this is a big undertaking, and I've talked it over with your mother. And, I'm willing to help you with the insurance and the license under certain conditions.
Well, gee, Dad, what conditions?
Well, first of all, as I said before, that you keep your grades up at school. Second, that you show enough responsibility to handle a car. And finally, that I approve of this car that you put the deposit on.
But, Dad...
Yeah, I know. Lumpy checked it out and said it was a bomb. But I'm not going to have you throwing your money away on a car that'll bring you nothing but a lot of headaches and won't be safe to drive. Now, is that all right with you?
Gee, Dad, what can he do? He's stuck.
You feel that way, Wally?
Well, heck no, Dad. If this is being stuck, it's a great way to be stuck.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks, Dad. She sure is a beauty, huh, Dad?
Yeah, it looks all right.
Well, believe me, Mr. Cleaver, I've never had a bit of trouble with it. Well, there just isn't a better car on the road.
I see. May I ask why you're selling it?
Oh, well, I'm buying another car.
Oh. Seems sort of a shame to give up the best car on the road.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing?
I'm just checking the steering wheel for excess play.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the springs aren't in too good shape.
Gosh, Dad, don't say that. You'll embarrass the guy.
Rubber's in pretty good shape. Yeah, it's not bad. Would you mind starting it up?
You want me to start it up?
Well, yeah, I'd like to listen to the valves and, watch the exhaust for oil, check the windshield wipers, taillights, headlights, that sort of thing.
Boy, Dad, how do you know so much about buying a car?
Well, Wally, you know, they did have cars when I was a boy.
Used cars?
Yes, son, strange as it may seem, the invention of the automobile did predate my boyhood.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
It always smokes a little when it's cold.
Oh, yeah, Dad, they always smoke a little when they're cold.
Your deposit back, Wally.
Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry, son, but I think we'd better look at a few other cars first.
Well, that's okay. Maybe I can sell it to some kid whose father's out of town.
Ah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Nice, clean little car there, isn't it?
It is?
Oh, I don't think you can go wrong on this one for $150. You can turn it over real quick for a $50 profit.
A profit?
You are a dealer, aren't you?
A car dealer? I'm afraid not.
Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry. I was sure you were a dealer, and I quoted you the trade price. Well, what's done is done. That is the price that I quoted you, and that's the price it's going to have to be.
Hey, gosh, Dad, do you think that...
Wally, we'll talk about it later. We'll think it over. We want to look around a little first.
Well, whatever you say, sir, but believe you me, you're passing up the buy of...
I said we'd think it over.
Gee whiz, Dad. If the guy made a mistake, why...
Wally, he didn't make any mistake. The whole thing was an act, staged for our benefit.
Gee, no fooling.
Sure, it's the oldest trick in the world.
Yeah, but look, the sign over there says that all cars are guaranteed for 30 days.
Yeah, but what I'd like to see is a sign guaranteeing that you'll still be in business in 30 days.
Smooth, doesn't she, Dad?
Well, as we used to say when I was a boy, she's not much for pretty, but she sure gets the job done. Well, young man, how'd it go?
Oh, great, Mr. Nelson. Boy, I couldn't find a thing wrong with it.
Well, don't try to kid me about my own cars, young man. There's plenty wrong with this car. Needs new paint, new upholstery, and the radio doesn't work.
Well, I'll tell you something. The thing I care most about is the safety of the car.
I know exactly what you mean, Mr. Cleaver. I've got a son myself, and he's about this boy's age. And I certainly wouldn't want him driving around in a dangerous car. Oh, Jack.
Say, Dad, you think this guy's putting on a big act, too?
Well, we'll know in a minute, Wally. Would you object to my mechanic checking the car over?
Not at all. In fact, I'll go you one better. You drive this car for a week, and if you find something wrong, you bring it back and exchange it for anything else you like on the lot.
Boy, she sure runs smooth, doesn't she?
Yeah, fine. Well, Wally, I guess this is the spot where I should give you the lecture on the responsibility of owning a car.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to. I think you already know everything I might say, and I'm going to pay you the respect of trusting you to know your responsibilities.
Golly, Dad, you don't have to worry. I passed my driver's test almost perfect.
Yeah, I know, Wally, but sometimes the father's standards are even higher than those of the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Well, Beva, how do you like it?
Boy, Wally, it's really neat.
What do you think of it, Mom?
Well, neat's hardly the word I'd use to describe it.
Dear, I wish you'd show a little more enthusiasm. He's very proud of the car, and if you'd make a little fuss over it, he'd be twice as proud.
Ward, do you think it's safe?
Well, I had a mechanic check it over, and as far as the safety points go, it's in good shape.
No kidding, Mom. Do you really like it?
Oh, well, Wally, I think it's a beautiful car.
Oh, say, Dad, do you mind if I use the hose?
The hose? What for?
Well, I thought I'd wash the car.
Oh, well, Wally, I don't know whether you're going to have time. Remember, we're all going out to dinner tonight.
Well, I know. That's what I meant. I mean, well, why couldn't we all go out to dinner in my car?
Hey, that's a neat idea, isn't it, Mom?
Oh, well, I thought...
Yes, Mom?
What I mean is I think it would be a very good idea.
Well, fine. Well, come on, dear. We'd better get dressed.
Gee, look, Wally. There's two spare tires in here.
Hey, no fooling?
Yeah. Now I can use the wheel to put them on.
Well, we're all set.
Good. You and Mom can ride in back, and Beaver and I will ride up front.
Just like having our own chauffeur.
Oh, yeah, that's one of those things we gotta fix.
It only opens from the inside.
Thank you. Dear?
Oh, well, I'll get sea coats as soon as I save up some money. Oh, well, like Dad says, the car ain't just as good with the back window up.
Cleaver was doing so well with that company.
Looks like a jet, huh, Mom?
What'd you say, Wally?
I said a little tune-up will fix that engine noise.
What do you think he's poking me in the back?
I know something's poking me too. It's the springs. They're coming through the upholstery, but don't say anything.
I can keep from saying something till we get to the restaurant.
Boy, that sure was a neat dinner. Thanks for letting me have your dessert, Mom.
Hey, Mom, did you really like riding in my car? I noticed in the mirror you had kind of a funny expression on your face.
Oh, well, honey, that's just because I'm used to riding in the front seat.
You know, Wally, I think maybe we could tie down some of those springs in the back seat.
That restaurant must have been pretty crowded. The parking lot guy put Wally's car way back in the alley.
Yeah, but wait till I get the seats fixed and the new paint job. I bet he parks it right out in front.
Come on, babe.
Hey, Dad. I know for $180 you can't get the greatest car in the world, but, boy, I sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you. That's fine, Wally.
And, well, if you hadn't gone along with me, I could have really been taken. It really meant a lot to me.
Well, it means a lot to me to have you say that.
The guest star on the upcoming episode of Sanford and Son really got Red's goat, and his legendary stubbornness had him constantly locking horns with the director. But was he just a scapegoat? Okay, we'll stop now, if you'll stay tuned.